You've heard of deforestation, but reforestation? Well, that might be a new concept.
You know, you always dream about building a forest. You feel so, wow.
That's Lisa Tarozzi. She's a landscape architect and co-owner of Earthtones in Woodbury. It's a native plant nursery, which she runs with her husband, Kyle, who's a soil scientist. We're speaking in their office barn, and on the table are plans for a forest, which the couple helped build for the Farmington Land Trust.
We can't bring in 50-foot trees, so we have to look at it and think, what will this look like in 30 to 50 years?
And that involves a lot of planning. There's information about soil and schematics plotting out space for trees, shrubs, and perennials that will offer food and habitat for birds and insects.
So it's all the aesthetics that one would normally do when you're doing landscaping, but now we're looking at it and saying, what can the shrub do for nature? So is it a host plant for certain butterflies? Is it going to produce sweet berries or berries that have tons of protein for, you know, muscle mass? I mean, what is this bush, what is this flower going to do?
The plans even sketch out the forest floor, calling for mulch and leaf litter from the surrounding forest, which was gathered and spread on top of the final soil layer. But not all of Earthtone's projects are so wide-reaching. Most of their day-to-day work involves backyards. The company only deals in plants native to Connecticut, and there's more than 400 varieties growing in their nursery, which winds its way upward across the rocky landscape. It's tiered, and there's lots of pathways. The whole thing is set up by ecosystem. Look one way, and you'll see shrubs. Look another, wetland perennials.
People still are not familiar with the native plants and the native palette. So when we start telling them, you know, you got 400 species to choose from, they're very impressed and excited about it that they're not going to have a boring landscape.
Kyle Tarozzi says the couple first got the idea for their native plant nursery in 1995. They were working on a wetlands restoration project and trying to find a fairly common Connecticut plant, the swamp azalea. But no nurseries carried it.
So we drove 4.5 hours to New Jersey to this crazy guy's little native plant nursery. And after that ride back, I said, that's it. The whole key was is that we're driving all the way to the Pine Barrens to get 5 plants that shouldn't be hard to find here.
The Tarozzis harvest many of their plants in the field. They've worked out agreements with homeowners and with land trusts. Kyle says native plants are stronger, and they connect us to the unique biodiversity of New England. For instance, some plants are native to both California and Connecticut, but
not all natives are created equal. If you're getting a plant that's been grown and is from California, genetically, I don't feel it's connected here. So there's knowledge in those seeds.
But growing a plant from seed to sale can take years. Earthtones began planting in 2000, but didn't open to the public until 2005. During the winter, Earthtones spends time planning for future projects. Back in their office, they show me plans for a wildlife pond and an outdoor classroom for Naugatuck Valley Community College. And then there's the Rabbitat, a project done in collaboration with the U.S. Department of Agriculture. Its goal? To protect the threatened New England cottontail by giving homeowners a template for a backyard that really attracts rabbits.
And all they have to do is follow, like color by numbers. Plant by numbers. So that's what I did. I created these planting islands. So we're talking about shelter, and we're also talking about a food source. So there's a really cool balance going on, and a lot of different shopping centers for the rabbits to buy and eat whatever they want or need.
The Tarozzis estimate there's roughly 10,000 plants growing in their nursery, and they're running out of room.
And I'm excited because then these plants are out there and helping the birds, and people are understanding the importance and the connection between nature and plants and doing their part in their landscape. I mean, even if just people put stuff just in their own backyard and they're worried about their own backyard, if all those backyards were connected, we'd have a much healthier system.
For more information on native plant growers and Connecticut's organic farms and food, visit ctnofa.org. Patrick Scahill, WNPR News.